Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is August 4th, and I am Jesse Seal. So, top the news off here. Looks like Inyo County Local Transportation Commission wants to hear from you. What they want to know? Which streets seem unsafe in your community? Share what non-state highway roads pose hazards in this public survey. The survey is at surveymonkey.com/r/ZQ2HPST. ZQ2HPST. You also can just go to Eastern Sierra Now, where you can see the link. And even better, there is a QR code, which makes it even quicker. Yeah, click that with your phone, take the survey, good to go. You're helping out your community. You're doing your civic duty. And let's be serious. There's some roads that seriously need some help. Potholes, stop signs that aren't there, you know, things like that. It'd be good to reach out. So, it looks like Bishop is hosting the 2022 U.S. Adventure Racing Association National Championship. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce has worked with the events producer for several years on previous races to assist with essential connections for logistics, lodging, etc. They're thrilled that Yishai and his crew are bringing the national championships here. More information on the race can be found at biggiantlonglink@easternsierranow.com. So head over and click on that and find out more about. Did you guys hear they shot that mountain lion that was taking cats in the res in Bishop? Yeah. Late last week, the Bishop Tribal Council formally requested the assistance from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife in helping to remedy the recent mountain lion sightings on the Bishop Paiute Reservation. Because CDFW is a state agency and the tribe is on federal land, a formal request was required to authorize CDFW to come onto the Bishop Paiute Reservation. On Monday, August 2nd, after a call from a Bishop City resident, CDFW notified the Bishop Paiute tribe of the possible location of a deceased mountain lion. During an extensive search, CDFW and Bishop Tribal Police located the remains of a deceased mountain lion on the eastern edge of the Bishop Reservation. CDFW officials determined the mountain lion had, in fact, been tagged by the department last year earlier and was about 16 years old. Based on the evidence, the mountain lion's cause of death was by single gunshot. It's believed the mountain lion was shot elsewhere and succumbed to its wound on the reservation. Once CDFW determined there was no need to remove the carcass or take samples, they deferred to the tribe to handle any proceedings due to its location. After a blessing being smudged and a tobacco offering, the mountain lion was laid to rest. It's important to remember that mountain lions and other predators have been a part of the Owens Valley ecosystem for millennia. The occasional sighting of them are part of life in a rural setting and should not necessarily be cause for alarm. Also important to know, relocation of wildlife doesn't necessarily prevent wildlife from returning to the same area where it was relocated from. Recently, a bear breaking into homes in Levining was relocated to Markleyville area, and 2 days later it was spotted back in Levining. The Bishop Tribal Council appreciates the tribal community for their efforts informing the Tribal Council, Bishop Tribal Police, Bishop Paiute, Tribe Public Works, Community Development Department staff, Tribal Administration, Brian Poncho for the blessing, and would like to thank the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for their collaboration with the council. A little update about what's going on at the Mendenhall Park in Big Pine. The softball field has been taken down. The baseball field has been taken down. What's going on over there? Our very own Matt Otten, who owns Coppertop Barbecue, which, by the way, you need to head down to Coppertop Barbecue. It'd be amazing as if you already did go to Coppertop Barbecue and you had like a sweet pulled pork sandwich or something with you right now and you were eating that while I read this to you. That would be like the earth would be going together. Sagittarius would be aligning with Capricorn or however that stuff goes. You know, basically all the white girls with crystals would be blessing and saying how amazing this is. That's what would happen. Dogs and cats would be sleeping together. Mass hysteria. You need to go down to Coppertop, by the way, coppertopbarbecue.com. Go check it out. Trust me. You go there, you fill out what you want, you order it, and then you'll pick it up. You don't even have to wait in line. It's the best way to eat around here every single time. So, anyway, let's get back to this. So, Matt Curly Otten from Coppertop Barbecue had this to say about the Mendenhall Park and the field adjacent to it. Hello everyone, here is an update on the situation concerning the land next to Mendenhall Park. It's going to be a long post, so hold on to your butts. After meeting with everyone last Tuesday, it appears that the situation is a little more complicated than we originally thought. The most LADWP representatives are able to do at this time is short-term, making state funds for park expansion out of reach. It's not that our local LADWP reps don't want to help, they really do, but their hands are tied at this time, and this is the best they can offer. That being said, I think it would be in our best interest to at least get something in place, even if it is short-term, so once things calm down and long-term leases are a possibility again, we will be in a position to work with both the county and LADWP to get something really good going. To that end, I propose we get something in place that both LADWP and the county will agree upon and will be a benefit to the town. As I read this, I realize there was another post before that maybe you have not heard, so let me tell you what happened. So the school used to own that property. It was a DWP lease. So the entire field where both of the baseball fields were, those were school property. The field up behind the softball field, which was kind of my backyard growing up, that's school property. And the dirt field next to the park. So if you're standing in the park and you look south, that whole field is all property of the school. Well, they haven't fielded a baseball or softball team in 5 or 6 years, and I think they were just getting tired of taking care of those fields out there when nobody was going to be using them and putting school resources and money towards it, so they decided to give up their lease. So when they did, it reverted back to LADWP. So then it got put up at a supervisor's meeting and some other stuff about who was going to take care of that park. If LADWP got it, what were they going to do? If the county got it back, would they want to keep it as a park? Could the town possibly use it as a park and put in ideas like disc golf course, a walking track, maybe a dog park, things like that that people could utilize in our town? So Matt has taken the lead on this, and he has been doing everything he can to find out. So let's get back to his letter now that you know the little bit of backup story of what's going on there. The LADWP reps informed me that because of the large amount of land they have to manage, maintaining upkeep and liability on a piece of property such as this would not be feasible for them, so they have no choice but to fence the property off to some extent. I understand LADWP's situation and why their hands are tied with this, but I am really grateful that they are willing to try and find a solution for everyone. As for the county, their position is that they already have parks to maintain and feel that some park areas are neglected, so adding more isn't a good idea because it would put further strain on their system. They also don't want to take on more liability than they already have, which is understandable. This is where we can come in, my friends. If we can show the county that we can help and there is interest, I think we can get them to take on this area of land for us locals. To achieve that, we need to come up with an engineered plan, just a rough one, that can show that the county can take this land on without a large increase in liability, maintenance, or financial investment. From all of your feedback on the last post, the best things to put on the land to achieve this would be disc golf course, not expensive, to put in, and once it is in there, there's almost no maintenance, a walking path that incorporates the already standing trees so there would be shaded walk space where it can be achieved. We would just find a way to designate the path without needing to pour concrete. Maybe decorative rocks, logs, or other things could be put down and or moved easily. Maybe a very small dog park that is along the walk path that is visible from 395 so travelers would stop. I know my customers, he means at Coppertop, would go over there for sure as they stop in, and a watering system for the existing trees and maybe more trees that would tie into the watering system. Planting trees is never a bad thing. We wouldn't need to put in grass or anything like that, and instead just keep this large open space. These additions would be cheap, low liability, and easily removable if anything were to not work out, not putting the county in any kind of risk. As I said before, having this in place would put us in a very nice position to add larger things in the future that you guys really wanted. Splash pad, skate park, maybe an updated baseball field, and get sports going again, etc. Because a longer lease would give us state funds to add to these things. The other main issue is the overgrown weeds that would need to be maintained on the property and is another sore spot for the county. We have found a solution for this. California has a fire safety fund, millions of dollars available that can be used to maintain these weeds as long as the town has a fire safety council. If we can put in the footwork, California will give the money to buy equipment and pay people to take care of it. A new employee of the county is in charge of setting up these councils and helping them get funds. Timing perfect with what needs to be done. I propose we set up a fire safety council that is part of the Big Pine Civic Club, Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department, that can take care of this issue and help address additional fire concerns around... Lost my spot, sorry about that. I propose we set up a fire safety council that is part of the Big Pine Civic Club / Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department that can take care of this issue and help address additional fire concerns around the town that could potentially protect us in case of a large fire sweeping through the area. Two birds, one stone. So this is as far as we have gotten, depending on what you all think. And if there aren't any objections, I want to try and move forward with this plan. Again, as I put in my last post, I hold no office and have no power regarding these matters. I'm only volunteering to spearhead the effort to avoid a worst case scenario. In addition, I am in a unique position with Coppertop to help out in additional ways, backing up what we are doing with the private sector for even more good with the county and LADWP. What we will need: LADWP employees that are residents of Big Pine and are willing to help in any way possible. Engineers for the rough plan, for example. Current residents that want to help with fire safety council. An obvious choice would be the current Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department members. Decorations, arts, rocks, ideas for the walk path, and more. This is still in the planning, so any other idea you guys can think of. So if you can help or have any idea of what might help, please send an email to Matt, and his email is coppertopbbq. You're used to just saying barbecue when you see BBQ. It's not spelled out. It's BBQ. coppertopbbq@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. And that again was from Matthew Curley Otten, who is the owner of Coppertop Barbecue. I have an idea I would throw in there, not to mention Eastern Sierra Now will throw in and help with this however we can. I think it might be kind of cool to bring back the Big Pine Haunted Castle. You all remember that? How cool that was? Yeah, my uncle kind of put that on, Bob Steele, back in the day, and it was always a huge part of my childhood growing up and being a part of that, and over the years, it kind of fell apart. It's expensive to put on, but it made a lot of money, and the flags at the beginning of town, the play equipment at the park, they put in a new air conditioning at the town hall. That's all money that came from the haunted castle. Might be kind of cool to step up, because there's a large amount of land out there that could easily have something like that put up. And maybe not even just Halloween. Maybe there's some other ideas for that, too. I don't know. But that takes a lot. It takes a lot of people helping. There's quite a bit to that one. So that's a big dream. But it'd be very cool. So anyway, that is going to be it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will leave you with our advertisers, and we will see you tomorrow.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors. Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com, and don't forget to download our mobile app, Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.